Hi, I would appreciate if you can give me some clarification and a detailed explanation on the topic of Bechira. I know that we each have Bechira. However, I would like to better understand this topic. If Hashem knows what we will do and what our decisions will be, how can we have Bechira, free choice? Thank you so much for your inspiration and knowledge. Hatzlacha, anonymous in Brooklyn. Okay, this topic is a very, very difficult one. The Rambam says there is no answer that we really can fully understand to resolve the seeming contradiction between God's omniscience, that He knows everything before it happens. He knows everything that will be, and yet we have free choice to choose what we do. The basic answer is that this is beyond our comprehension, since we are asking a question from our knowledge on God's knowledge. Meaning, if we would know something before it happened, then there would be no free choice of that thing happening or not. Or we wouldn't know. But God's knowledge is beyond time. God doesn't exist in time. There's no such thing as before and after by God. And since we can't understand that concept of no time being beyond time, we don't understand God's kind of knowledge. He doesn't know things. He is the knowledge itself. God is the knowledge itself. He doesn't know something outside of Him. Therefore, we don't understand God's knowledge. We don't understand the concept that God is beyond time. And therefore, we judge from our knowledge, being within time, if we would know something before it would happen, and we know it for sure, then it would have to happen. There would be no choice about the matter. So we just have to believe that God's knowledge does not preclude free choice, and we have free choice, and yet God knows everything. For all practical purposes, there's a miracle that God deals with us as if He doesn't know, in order to enable us to have free choice.